Yeah. The language is mixing and confusing your thought. Not your actions, your thought. Because when I say something, your thought will change. Therefore, this tongue is bothering all the birds in you. Yeah.
Thou art at once a whistle and decoy for birds, and a comforter in desolation from the absence. How long wilt thou grant me mercy, O merciless one, O thou who hast drawn the bow to take vengeance on me? Lo, thou hast made my bird fly away. Do not browse in the pasture of injustice. Either answer me or give redress, or mention to me the means of joy. O alas for my darkness consuming dawn. O alas for my day enkindling light.
Okay, before going to alases, let us stop with this tongue. There was something here that I believe it's good to remember. He said, Chandamanam midari, ei biyaman, ei tozeh kardu bikini man kaman. Which is a very strange way of talking in Persian. Going to zeh kardan e kaman, which is making this, putting the string on an arch, and do that to prepare to fight, all that, because he wanted to use one single word, aman. Aman, again, is that tricky word. Aman means amnesty. Here, the simplest way to translate this, it should be, how long would you grant me, not mercy, no amnesty? Yeah? How much do you give me that? You who are bi'aman. Bi'aman means a restless, ruthless, heartless fellow. But all of that, let's go back to that amana. Iman, faith. Faith is there. They will say, you will give me the faith? You are faithless. But you will give me the faith. The tongue is faithless because it could say it no matter what. But, okay, we said the tongue is dangerous, but at the same time, it could help you to get closer to faith. So he talks, this one bothered my bird. Ah, oh, my bird. Oh, alas.
Oh, alas for my bird of goodly flight that has flown from my end to my beginning. The ignorant man is in love with pain unto everlasting. Arise and read, I swear, as far as in trouble. With thy face I was free from trouble, and in thy river I was unsoiled by froth. The cries of alas are the fantasy of seeing and separation from my present existence.
Uh-huh. Okay, those three verses before are too complicated, and it's too late for that to go to explanation of that. Of course, the guy is saying, oh, my beloved parrot, and blah, blah, like that, but Rumi is explaining the things. First, he started that, oh, alas of my bird. A good flyer, okay. The one who has flown from my end to the beginning. Yeah. Because normally you want to exaggerate, to say this bird started from the beginning to the end. You say, this one could fly from my end to the beginning. My end is rejoicing. That's the beginning of being together. It's too complicated. And he makes it more complicated. He says the stupid people, they love the agony. You want to get it? Go and read it in Quran. Again, there is somewhere that he will say from this word to this word, read it carefully. It's supposed to show you that you're in love with pain. You don't know it. And I'm beyond that. I'm purified. Or whatever swimming in these little creek of you. Too complicated. We'll come back to that later, inshallah. But the last verse, you should remember. You say, okay, the guy is saying, oh alas, oh alas. Why? These alases are coming from the imagination of that seeing stuff. When your imagination get in touch with the truth, what will happen to you? First of all, we believe that if your imagination touches the truth, you're in love. Because the truth is love. Truth is God, God is love. No differentiation for us. Okay, when you fall in love, what's the first thing your brain should do? Your brain, your intelligence is good. Busy with you, you cut it off. You cut off from your imagination, from your thinking and all. When you fell in love, it's like that. Because when you fell in love, suddenly you say, ah, what a waste. What a waste. I spent my life for what? Because when you fall in love, suddenly you realize that everything was for this. And without this, nothing is worth it. All the troublemaking and, I don't know, the effort of your intelligence to build this up, to do that, you were thinking about what? That comfort. You're trying for that when you arrive. You say, why didn't I look for this sooner? If I could be here 1 minute sooner, I will have the pleasure of eternity. That's what it is. That's why he's trying to explain it here to you. That's why he's giving it to you. That, remember, your merchant should regret. Because your merchant is wasting your life. He's dealing with your life. Your merchant is in the business of selling you. To whom? To the goldsmith, no matter what. So the merchant should regret. Yes?
'Twas the jealousy of God, and there is no device against God.
Suddenly, the jealousy of God is here. What can we do with that? First, let's begin with, alhamdulillah, al-amal is here, so you understand. Here, the word is not jealousy.
Haya.
Ghayrat. The differentiation. Being different. Ghayr means different. None of this. And when we talk about something which doesn't look like anything, it's God. So he is ghayr. And at the same time, ghayrat is that sense of protecting your home and your household and your environment emotionally. You are bounded to it. So, in a noble way, in I don't know, Arab culture, but in Persian culture, when you say somebody is ghayur, somebody has this ghayrat, means this somebody will kill you if you look at his wife or his sister.
He'll headbutt you.
Woman, huh?
He'll headbutt you if you say something about his sister.
Yeah, something like that. That's ghayrat. But the Rumi will say ghayrat is the one who is ghayrat hameh. Means it's different from everything and that's only God. If we have a feeling like that, he will give it to us. Here he's talking about that word which is extremely delicate. Yes?
The difference or jealousy is this, that he is other than all things